is not just think on a 12-month basis. Think bigger and think a bit more creatively than your current realm of possibilities. Hey everybody, welcome to the very first weekly debrief for 2020. Let's get stuck straight into it. This week I want to talk about creating 2020 for you. Creating not just 2020, but 2020 and beyond. Creating an incredible life for you. So, what I've been doing lately and what I've been thinking about, talking about, and really practicing and mapping out, I guess, for myself, is what the next, not just the next 12 months, but what the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years really looks like for me, where in my businesses, in my life, across all the areas of my life, essentially. And what that looks like, what I can see that looking like, I guess, and the aesthetic of that, what it sounds like in my head to others, and what that feels like. That's become really important to me. What that feels like, how fulfilling that is for me. And I hope that through this video, you can also maybe think a bit more about what your next 12 months, what your next 3, 5, 10 years looks like, sounds like, and feels like. So I wanna challenge you in this time of New Year's resolutions, in this time of goal setting and thinking a little bit further ahead than we would normally potentially, is not just think on a 12-month basis. Think bigger and think a bit more creatively than your current realm of possibilities and what you can currently see, I guess. So it's important, yes, to plan that out, map that out, see what that looks like, but it's also just as important to review, evolve, and remind yourself of that. So firstly, review. You gotta keep, it's sort of gotta be a liquid thing. It can't just be a set in stone, this is what I wanna achieve, this is what I wanna achieve it by, and that's that. You've got to be able to be a bit flexible with it. You've got to be able to change that, mold that, because you don't know what's going to change in the next 12 months, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. You've got to be able to review that and constantly be on your feet thinking about how that shifts and how that evolves. So that feeds into the next one. Evolve that mindset. Evolve as you evolve, because you will grow as a human being. You will grow as a person. You will grow across all areas of your life, I'm sure. And it's important that your goals and your mission and your vision moves and evolves with that. Finally, remind yourself of it. You know, everyone says it, write it on a poster, write it on a notebook, put it on your desk, put it on your car dashboard, put it on the sun visor that pops on down. Remind yourself of it frequently, because if you're constantly around that, if you're constantly seeing that, if you're constantly surrounding yourself with a vision and constantly surrounding yourself with what you want to achieve, you will actively, consciously create and do the right things to make that happen. But that's sort of where I see 2020 and beyond heading. That's where I think there's a lot of value in doing that for yourself. And hopefully you got a bit of value out of that. You can go away and map out what your 2020 looks like, what beyond that looks like, what it looks like, sounds like, feels like, and how you can review, evolve, and remind yourself of that constantly throughout the next 12 months and further on. So thanks for watching, listening, wherever you are. This has been the Weekly Debrief. My name is Jacob Carlisle. See you next time.